AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Negotiations with Iran over the country's nuclear program have not yet produced an agreement, but diplomats in Vienna say one could be near. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says President Obama isn't ready to agree on a deal until he's fully satisfied.
The president is going to resist any effort to sort of fast forward through the closing here. There continue to be significant issues that remain, and the president will not sign onto an agreement.
Three diplomats familiar with the talks said an announcement of a deal could come early Tuesday, possibly during pre-dawn hours. The son of a Boston police captain has been arrested in an FBI sting and accused of plotting to commit terrorist acts. Alexander Ciccolo's father alerted authorities last fall that the younger man had a long history of mental illness and was talking about joining the Islamic State. The 23-year-old is suspected of planning to set off pressure cooker bombs at an unidentified university. The Pentagon is moving toward ending the ban on openly transgender troops.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter is giving a working group 6 months to study ending the ban, starting with the presumption that transgender troops can serve openly without hurting military readiness, something former Navy pilot Bryn Tannehill, who transitioned to a woman after leaving the service, says has already been proven by ending the bans on gays and women in combat.
The result of allowing people to serve is not loss of mission capability. It's increased mission capability.
The plan gives the services time to work through questions about things including health care and physical standards. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
On Capitol Hill, House Republicans are calling for a brief extension of highway and mass transit funding in order to prevent a cutoff in construction as early as this summer. This is AP Radio News. The sheriff in Okanogan County, Washington, says a driver has picked up a teenage girl who survived a small plane crash after she'd been walking for a couple of days.
She had followed a creek down to a trail, and after she hit the trail, she just stayed on the trail till she came out.
He says she's now hospitalized in stable condition. Crews had been searching for the plane with three aboard after it failed to reach its destination Saturday. There's no word on the other two people aboard the plane. Getting a closer look at Pluto.
It sounds like science fiction, but it's not. Tomorrow morning, a United States spacecraft will fly by the Pluto system and make history.
Alan Stern is the principal scientist for the New Horizon project. Their spacecraft expected to zoom within 7,700 miles of Pluto Tuesday morning after a 9-year, 3-billion-mile trip from Cape Canaveral. So far, measurements have shown Pluto to be nearly twice as big as earlier thought. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.